So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Nitma HaKoimitz VeKrivoi HaTzitz Meratza. If the Koimitz became Tomei and was burned on the Mizbeach, the Tzitz validates the Avoida and the Mincha is Kasher, and the Shiraim, the remainder, may be eaten. However, Yotze VeKrivoi in a Tzitz Meratza. If the Koimitz was taken outside the Azara and then returned and burned on the Mizbeach, the Tzitz is not Meratza and the Mincha is Pasel, because SheHatzitz Meratza Al HaTomei VeEin Meratza Al HaYotze. The Tzitz is Meratza only for Psul Tumah but not for Psul Yotze. As the Braisa cites the source from the following pasuk, "V'nasa Aaron es'avoyna kodeshim," the tzitz allows Aaron to bear the sin of the karbanas. Which sin is the pasuk referring to? It cannot be pigel because pigel is excluded from another pasuk lo yichashiv. It's not considered. It cannot be neiser because neiser is also excluded from another pasuk lo yiratzeh. It's not accepted. Therefore, ha'ena neiser elo oven tuma shahut shemachlala betzibur. The tzitz validates tuma only b'diyevet in a karban yachid because the Torah permits tuma even like a tchila in a karban tzibur. As Tosfos explains, the pasuk L'rotzin Lam Lefnei Hashem implies Davar Shehu L'rotzin Mokem Acher. The tzitz validates only a psul that is elsewhere permitted, like Tchila. And the Gemara goes on to explain why the tzitz is not meratza for some of the other psulim. Eima Oven Yaitze Shehut Mechlole Bebama. Why is the tzitz not meratza for Yaitze? After all, the Torah permits karbanos to be brought outside the Azar and the Bamas Yachar, the private altar during the times of Heter Bamas. And the Gemara answers because the pasuk states L'rotzin Lam Lefnei Hashem. Oven de lefnei Hashem in oven de yetzi loy. The tzitz is meratza only for a psul that happens inside the azara, while yetzi is outside the azara. And oven smile shorut machlala biyom kippurim. Why is the tzitz not meratza b'smile if a kohen did the avodah with his left hand? After all, the Torah permitted the kohen gadol to carry the keteres into the kodesh hakadoshim with his left hand on Yom Kippur. The Gemara answers because the word oven implies oven shahayu boy b'dechisiv lafugi yom kippurim dechsheri b'smile. The tzitz is meratza only for a psul which is forbidden like a tchila and becomes permitted only by the yevid, while smol b'yom kippur must be performed this way like a tchila. Rav Ashi answers that the words oven hakadoshim imply oven hakadoshim v'lo oven hamakdishim. The tzitz is meratza only for a psul in the carbon, but not for a smol which is a psul in the kohen who did the avodah. And oven balmum shahut machlala ba'ifis. Why is the tzitz not meratza for balmum, a behemoth with a blemish, which the Torah permits in the carbon oif? Because the pasuk regarding balmum repeats lo yiratze ki lo yiratze niyilchem, that there is no ritzur for a balmum. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction of two brises regarding ritzur atzitz. One brisa states dam shenitma bezarkoi, dam of a carbon that became tamei is asa bezrika. It may not be sprinkled on the mizbeach, and if he did sprinkle it, it depends. B'shoygig hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. If the zrika was done inadvertently, the tzitz is meratze, and the carbon is kasher. If the zrika was done intentionally, the tzitz is not meratza and the carbon is pasul. However, b'tzibur be meshagi be memezer hortza. If they sprinkled the tamei blood of a carbon tzibur, even if the zrika was done intentionally, the tzitz is meratza and the carbon is kasher. While a second brisa states al ma tzitz meratza al adam val abasar val achelif shenitmo be meshagi be memezer be meoynis be meratzin be meyochah be metzibur. If either the blood, meat, or fats of a carbon became tamei, the tzitz is meratza even if it was done intentionally for both the carbon yachad and the carbon tzibur. The first brisa says biyachad b'meizid loy hurtza, while the second brisa says biyachad b'meshagi b'meizid hurtza. The Gemara offers three approaches. Rav Yosef explains that both brises agree that midiraisa biyachad u'b'meizid hurtza, and therefore bialim neskapru. The bialim have achieved kapara and do not need to bring another carbon. However, they disagree in whether the chachamim were kansui meizid loy hurtza, whether the chacham initiated a knas, a penalty for a meizid that loy hotu basav achila, the meat of the carbon may not be eaten. The Gemara cites a similar machlokes in the Mishnah Maseftes Trumos. Ein termin min atamei al atar. If someone has a basket of tamei fruit and a basket of tahar fruit, he may not separate truma from the tamei fruit for the tahar fruit. Vim tarm, and if he did separate it, the chum say it depends. B'shaygig trumase truma. B'mezid ein trumase truma. If the afrasha was done inadvertently, it's effective. And if the afrasha was done intentionally, it is not effective. While Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Eliezer hold b'im b'shaygig b'im b'mezid trumase truma. Even if the afrasha was done b'mezid, it is effective. Therefore, the first price of dam shenitma is the chacham who hold kansa yachad b'meizid. Therefore, b'shegig hurtza b'meizid loy hurtza. While the second price of alma hatzitz meratza is Rebbe Eliezer who holds loy kansa yachad b'meizid. Therefore, b'meshegig b'meizid hurtza. However, the price cannot be Rebbe Yesi, even though he also holds loy kansa yachad b'meizid, because the price holds hatzitz meratza alachilas. The tzitz is meratza on the edible parts of the carbon, as the price states alma hatzitz meratza b'chulu v'alabaser shenitme. And only Rabbi Eliezer holds Hatzitz Meratza Lachilas. While Rabbi Yisi holds in Hatzitz Meratza Lachilas, the tzitz is not Meratza on the edible parts of the carbon. Ravina explains that there is no machlekes. Both brises agree that Chacham Kansa is Rikasa, Yibloi Kansu Tomase. The Chacham initiated Knas, but only on Zrika B'mezit. if the kohen intentionally sprinkled dam tameh on the mizbeach, but they did not initiate a knas on tumah b'mezid if the kohen intentionally caused the dam to become tameh. Therefore, the first brisa refers to zrika and dam shenitma b'zarka b'shoigig hortza zarka b'mezid loy hortza, while the second brisa refers to tumah and nitma b'mishoigig b'mezid b'zarka hortza. While Rav Shila says vice versa, there is no machlekes, and both brisa agree that chacham kansei tumasei b'loy kansei zrikasei. The Chacham initiated a knas only on tumah b'mezid if the kohen intentionally caused the dam to become tummy, but they did not initiate a knas on zrika b'mezid if the kohen intentionally sprinkled dam tummy on the mizbeach. Therefore, the first brisa refers to tumah and dam shenitma b'shoigig v'zarka hurtza, nitma b'mezid v'zarka loy hurtza, while the second brisa refers to zrika and nitma b'zarka b'mishoigig b'mezid hurtza.